Yes, I'm asking paragraphs. Put together everything you said in the first two paragraphs, namely the Anava and the Yira and the Torah, which is learned Amanas La'asos, and the Cheshbon HaNefesh that one does constantly, Yiyu Devarecha U'Ma'asecha U'Machshevotecha Yisharim. Again, we're dealing with the entire gamut of our Avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, our Ma'asim, our Dibur, and our Machshava, Yudvarecha, Ma'asecha, Machshavosecha, Yisharim. The goal is to create a Yashar. The goal is to create an individual who emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzadik V'Yashar Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be straight, not to be crooked. There's a very, very beautiful Hakdama of the Netziv to Sefer Bereishis that I'm sure most of you are aware of, which he points out that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYoshar because it describes people who are Yesharim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the whole reason for Churban Bayis Sheni was because even though they learned Torah and even though they did mitzvos, but they weren't Yesharim. Afal pi shehayu tzadikim v'chasidim v'amrei haTorah lo hayu Yesharim. They weren't straight. They were crooked. They weren't willing to accept other Jews for who they were. And the person should look as a role model, as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that had a darga of concern for the entire Bria, even for Anshei Sdom, that they wanted the Bria to continue. That's the concept of Yashrus. There's a very, very beautiful Ramban where he describes his understanding of Yashar, and since this is the Ramban Lachor, that's what he's referring to. The Ramban in Parshas Ve'eschanan, the pasuk, we have two pasukim one after the other. One pasuk says, Shamor tishmurun es kol mitzvos Hashem Elokechem. Next pasuk says, V'asisa hayashar v'hatov b'nei Hashem. The Ramban explains as follows. V'hakavana b'zeh, ki mitchilo amar shetishmor chukosa v'edosa v'asher tzivcha. V'ata yomar, gam b'asher lo tzivcha, tein da'atcha l'asot ha'tov v'hayashar b'einav, ki hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hev tov v'yashar. Namely, that if you are coming with a situation which is not black and white in the Torah as to what to do, think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be yashar in that situation. V'zeh inyan gadol. Yi'efshar lehazkir b'Torah kol hanagot adam im shcheinav v're'av kol ma'aseh u'matano v'tikunei ha'yishuv ha'medinot kulam. It's impossible to give every scenario in the Torah and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to behave in that scenario. V'acharei shehazkir b'hem harbei. Once we have already a framework, kagon, lo seilach rachil, lo sikom v'lo sitor, lo tamor adam reyecha, lo takalel cheresh, b'nei seivat takum, akiyotze bahem. So we see, it puts together a direction. Chazar lomar b'derech klal, shi'aseh hatov ha'yashar b'chol davar. Take this direction and follow through to all other situations. Ad shi'ikanez mizeh, pshara lifni mishura sadin, gom ma'shizkiru b'dina demar metzera. And then he says, and even that which is brought in the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Vav. What is brought in the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Vav? That there is a drasha of Abaye, quotes a brisa, v'yahavta at Hashem Elokecha, yehei shem shamayim mitahev al yadcha. That you should be a living example of what it means to be a tzelem Elokim. People look at you and they'll say, wow, if this is a godly person, then I believe in God. Shehei korei v'shona, ומשמש תמידי חכמים, יהי מסעו ומתנו באמונה, ויהי דיבורו בנחת. This is the Ramban coming full circle. Right? This is how the Ramban ends. מה שאמרו פרקו נאה, ודיבורו בנחת עם הבריות. He began the Holy Garret, his נהג תמיד לדבר כל דברך בנחת לכל אדם. This is what we call a yashar. ובזה you call דברך ומעשך, מחשבותך, ישרים. And then the Ramban concludes, תקרא האיגרס הזאת פעם אחת בשבוע לא תפחות, וקיימה, one should read it not in order to be Yotzei Zayin, but rather to think about how I can fulfill it in my own life, ללכת בו תמיד אחרי השם יתברך, למען תצליח בכל דרכך, that this will bring a person out of the dumps, out of any sense of frustration, ותזכר ליום הבא הצפון לצדיקים, ובכל יום שתקראנה, Ya'anucha min shamayim, kasher yale alibcha l'shol ad olam amen sela. That when you read it and you internalize it, so your bakashot are going to be bakashot that will be marbe kvod shamayim in the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always willing to say amen to, and to give you siyata deshmaya that you'll be able to accomplish. Okay, so it's very special to hear it. I hope that we'll all continue learning it. So tomorrow morning, Bli Neder, at 9 o'clock, we'll begin Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam.